love you. It's Juanita.
So what we have discovered is there is a sort of freedom being on the sites and anonymity. And if you have been ghosted or you've been blocked by your divine feminine, divine masculine, divine counterpart, twin flame, whatever you want to call it, I got the remedy for you. At first, because see, I go through this, I've gone through the whole journey, not the whole journey, but the whole, everything that I've shared on my podcast and stuff like that has been basically the debunking of the twin flame journey as I see it, as I'm going through it. So for me, it was just so surreal. Spirit had told me to do something early on, and I didn't even realize why I was doing it. I felt like it was just for me to, you know, listen to myself later on and see growth, progress, or stagnation. So every time I would leave a voice clip, a voice message, video message, text, long text, whatever, I would just make a copy of it. And, you know, when we started funking, when it started being like I felt like I had to prove what I was saying, like I had to prove my position, like I would say something and it would immediately be turned into not an argument per se, but it would be turned into a situation where there would have to be like massive dialogue about, you know, certain things. And it just, so I'm sitting in my yard and there's a couple across the street and they are engaging in an argument. And the argument is basically she doesn't want to talk to the guy. The guy wants to talk to her and she says that he is beating her and I just don't know why people come to my area. Yeah, there's a lot of activity around me all the time, a lot of energy. And this is one of those cases where, you know, you see where women are being subjected to, you know, buffoonery. Because men are not, living up to their responsibilities in the relationship, number one. Number two, the women are, sorry, you guys, but at first I thought it was a publicity stunt, you know, because, you know, they were walking and they were going on their way and then they just happened to stop right across from where I'm at. You know, that's what I kind of have to block my shit off. They crazy. They over there crazy. But anyway, yeah, that's what I be saying. I be trying to just do, that's why I have to have my backyard. That's why I have to be secluded and isolated. Zori, bring me the bed bug spray. ASMR. There is a huge bug. And I've tried to let it just go. Ooh, see it?
No.
It's absolutely amazing. It will kill everything. It will kill anything. Now, I don't know what that bug is about, but he gonna get handled if he keep on buzzing around over here. So, yeah. So, like I've discovered, you know, women make, I mean, you know, okay, so case in point, the girl's over there doing all this arguing and saying all this stuff and talking about he beating her and this and that and the third, and he trying to talk to her and he don't talk about he aggressive and this and that, whatever, and he's sitting there trying to talk to her. Ooh, bugs. Big old, wow. Oh my God, if he comes this way. Oh, I got him. He came right in my face, y'all. Big old black. Okay, here go the other one. They just, oh Lord. Like, can y'all go away, please? If it ain't the people, it's the bugs. Oh, that's too much. That's rich. Okay, every time I sit down, then it comes back. But then when I stand up to get it, it goes away. Okay. So basically, she over here talking about how he beating her and, you know, he's doing this and that and whatever, right? And then she talk a little bit louder and, you know, and then, and I'm looking at them like, what is the problem? You know, because, It's crazy to me. So she talking all of that, but then she still leaves with the guy. You know, wherever they going, whatever they got going on, she still leaves with them. So if it was that detrimental or if it was really that serious, then I mean that you got to stop in the middle of a strange street and just start talking all loud and airing your dirty laundry, you know. Because if it's that serious and you want to be out here just screaming about it, call the police, tell the police, you know. And it's like, that's why I be thinking that it's all for show. So, and more often than not, a lot of women have gotten caught in this narcissistic bubble. Right, they don't even realize that they've been engaging with a narcissist. They don't. They just, they get caught up in the You gotta pull up some baby cakes. Oh, I don't feel like telling people all the time. Yeah, you guys gotta pull up some. Crazy. I don't feel like dealing with people all the time. It's like I gotta tell you all the time, you should know. You shouldn't park right there. You should park up, up, up. Not in my driveway. So yesterday, get off your ass. Because at certain points, it makes you feel like, okay, they are so, like, always doing wrong shit to where I always have to speak on it, to where it always seems like, you know. I'm just letting it go. I wish you guys could see what I'm talking about. Because when you see it, you be like, okay, I get it, but it's apples and oranges. Either, you know, and then I come off as like the anal, picky ass, bougie black girl, right? And it's not that, it's just that they keep taking an inch. They keep taking an inch, honey. So you have to stay on top of them as if they're children. Like, I just noticed, like, I'm not gonna be fussing at, I've been fussing at my youngest, my little baby Squirt lately. Because, you know, she's not really focusing on what she should focus on. And she's, doing sneaking and playing PS4 and Fortnite and all that stupid shit. You know, they get addicted to that stuff. That's why I'm like, oh no, if I have to, I will take the entire gaming system out of my house. Mm-mm. Because it drives them crazy. They get emotional. They get, I don't know, it's creating some kind of something in their brain to where they can't utilize their cognitive skills other than, you know, some kind of violent Tourette's or some shit, you know? And you have to be careful of who your kids are around, because a lot of parents allow their children, and I know this part is just all over the place. I'm going to get back to what I was talking about. It's just like so many downloads be coming and stuff I want to talk about that. It just starts coming out. But you have to be careful, because so many parents allow their children to just play those games without supervision, play those games without time restrictions or parental controls, any of that shit. So they don't know if they're online with other people, or they don't even know what's going on. And it's really, really, it's a dangerous thing. It's really a dangerous thing, because it's almost as if you are allowing you've opened the door and said, come on in, debauchery, come on in, predators, come on in. You know what I'm saying? All this violence, and it's a big thing. It's a really big thing, and I'm gonna write a book about it, because I see the effects that it's having on our kids. Oh my god, I see it, and I'm like, wait, what the, oh hell no. And everybody's just going along with it, because most of the parents with kids my age are millennial parents. I'm not a millennial parent. I'm a Generation X parent. You feel me? So we're Generation X. Grew up in the 80s, went to high school in the 80s and shit. So when you're in a narcissistic type bubble, it debilitates you. It does. It makes you feel as though without the connection that you have with this person, without what you share, like they control your center so strongly. That no matter what you bring to the table, you always end up feeling left out in the cold. Because their true intentions are not manifested. They have to reveal that. They have to reveal their true intentions. And if they continue after being exposed, if they continue to block you, continue to ignore you, okay, laugh it off. Because guess what? That shit ain't got nothing to do with you, baby. It has nothing to do with you, and everything to do with the narcissist or that narcissistic behavior. A lot of people don't even realize that they're narcissists. They don't even realize it. They look up one day and boom, they got a trail of broken hearts behind them. They got a bunch of people who can't stand them. They got a bunch of broken promises, bunch of people left down the cold, a bunch of same people saying the same shit about them, and it's all negative and it's all the same. Broken heart, this and that, da da da. Lie, cheat, skit, steal. And then you wonder, well, wow, can they be rehabilitated? Of course, if they want to be, there's hope for everyone. And for the narcissist, that's a long hoe to row, because check it out. In two regards. One regard, you have to be, okay, so you have to be a certain type of person that could even manage that type of relationship. You got to be the type of person that can deal with that, that can still thrive and move around in that type of environment, because the basic core of a narcissistic relationship is to debilitate you. It's to keep you stuck. It's to keep you shook. It's to keep you confused. It's to keep you in the dark, clouded, unsure, all these things that debilitate you, that keep you from dreaming, that keep you from going after your goals and dreams, that keep you from living a fulfilled, happy, abundant life. All these things, right? That's what it's designed to do. Why? So that the narcissist can feed off of your need for them. To somehow validate their existence. narcissists will always find a way to turn the situation back around on the clearant in order to maintain a level of control every time. Every time. Every time. There's no incident where the narcissist or the individual displaying narcissistic behavior will completely and thoroughly heal. They won't do it. They'll go through phases and stages of the healing process and then revert back to their old ways, thereby negating the healing process. You know what I'm saying? So it's basically that type of setup. It keeps you in a place of where you're just like, meh. So a quick, like, instant fix. I mean, instant fix, for real. And the reason that the fix is instant, but it takes a long time for it to happen, right? That's oxymoronic, I know. But check it out. It's instant when you apply it. When you actually apply this theory, it's instant. The fix is instant. But it takes a while for the clearant to get to this point, you know? Well, they were even implore this, explore this, apply this process. They can't even do it because to feel as though they've let the narcissist down is gut-wrenching. To let go of the person who has debilitated them is almost like an addict going through withdrawals. The psychological hold that a person can have on an emotionally unstable individual is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Depending on what levels that the narcissist or the individual displaying narcissistic behavior wants to take it to, it could go all the way to an entire falsified, manipulated, organized relationship where you're being controlled and fed enough to keep you, if you have any type of self-esteem or support, and remember, the narcissist always, well, not, I won't say always, but certain ones, they have their flavor. Like certain ones, like the weak-minded or the, or girls who, or guys who are, have been abused because they're promiscuous and they're insecure, or some of them, they like strong, independent, boss people. They like those. They like to get in their heads and turn them out and break them down. That's what they like to do. So there's all different kind. And when you realize what kind of narcissist is attached to you or an individual displaying narcissistic behavior, once you realize what they're about and what they're doing, oh, it's easy. It's easy. Once you are done going through all your emotional ins and outs, ups and downs, because your brain doesn't, it takes a long time for them to crack the code. But once they do, it's almost like, you know, the Midas touch. Because they've convinced you, and it wasn't an easy feat. Oh no, it was not an easy feat. And it's almost like once they've reached that point, then they're kind of done with you. Once the narcissist has accomplished their goal, they lose interest. Because remember, it's always going to be about the chase. It's always going to be about the chase. It's always going to be about the hunt, the conquer, the thrill, the gamble. It's always going to be about that. Because without that, there's no reason to engage. Because the narcissist or the individual displaying narcissistic behavior is, that's their entire intent. Self-gratification on a level that can only be acquired by the game that they play with people's hearts and feelings and lives. And some people are so invested that they forget that they're even playing a game. Forget that they're even engaging in absolute lies and manipulation. Here, grab this for me. And because of that, it becomes a real event to all parties involved. Real emotions, real time spent in and out. And that's where things get dangerous, because that's not right. You don't want to do people like that. You do not want to do people like that. You don't know the fragile states of people. And to tamper with someone's heart, it could cause major repercussions. So I suppose that's why I do this platform, and I will continue to develop it and share these messages, because there are times when we go through things in life that if we just had one person that we knew or didn't even know, but we could access, that went through that shit and they're on the other side. And I mean, went through it so deep to where, that's the first thing people want to say to you. Oh, you didn't go through like I did. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know what I went through. Honey, let me tell you something. You know what's universal? Pain. The way that pain feels. Oh, yeah, that's universal. That's universal. And when somebody deliberately hurts you, or maybe they didn't deliberately hurt you, but they hurt you, but then they didn't fix it. They didn't clean it. They didn't, you know. They didn't take any time to. Come on, sweetie. To wash it, to be better, to. That could be hard. That could be hard. That could be one of the most crucial parts of it all. So I want to encourage you all to, you know, even if you are going through something where the individual that you are dealing with is ghosting you, or you're doing the ghosting, hey, give people closure. Even if it's some half-assed closure with, hey, maybe we can't be together right now. Let's try again and, you know, a little while when things settle down. You know, something like that. Whatever. If you're just so weak and you can't just face a person like on some alpha status, like, listen, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I thought I could navigate it and everybody be okay, but I can't. And you're getting hurt and I'm getting hurt and I'm hurting other people and other people are getting hurt. And I think that it's best if we, you know, do this, that, whatever. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Grown people shit. But you have a lot of these relationships that are literally adolescents just having sex. Mental adolescents having just coupling, you know? Because at the end of the day, it's like, just because you're old enough to make a child doesn't mean that you're responsible enough to raise one. Okay? A girl could get pregnant at 10, 9. You know? There's been some documented cases at 8. Just depends. So you have to decide, how are you going to live your life? And if you take full responsibility for everything that happens to you, I mean everything that happens to you and everything that you say and do, then in situations like this, the responsibility that you take is, yes, I loved, and yes, I held on to a love that was no longer serving me, and yes, I should have tried. I locked the door this time. I should have tried. I should have done other things. I should have been more active or proactive about my own self-worth so that I didn't end up wasting years. Tears. I don't know. You tell me. So be encouraged to know that certain things are like ice buckets pouring over your head, you know, jolt you into a position where you have to make a move. You have to do something. You have to pull those cans out so when she's ready to go, we're already ready with that. While you're still dressed, cutie. How was your day? You look so cute. So I admonish you to try it. Try it. If you've been ghosted or you've been ignored, just go on one of those just easy, free dating sites. Set up a simple profile. Don't do nothing crazy. And one picture. You ain't even got to put 20 pictures. Put one picture of you and just see what happens, honey. And watch the energy change. And it's, let the process work because it's kind of creepy at first. Because you're like, oh my God, is this what we have to deal with? Just give it time. There are people like you, like me, who are out there who are looking for relationships, who are, you know, interested in making connections and who are not on some mind manipulation, fuck boy, fuck girl, low vibration crap. So I wish you well, and that doesn't mean that you have to go out with people, like I said, or give them your phone number, because now you can leave voice clips, you can hear their voice, they can hear your voice, you can talk, you can do all kinds of stuff before you even engage with someone, you know what I'm saying, for real. But I wish you all positive connections and not to be afraid to get out there and make connections, because if you're being ghosted, if you're being ignored or blocked or something like that by somebody that you love or somebody that you want to love, honey, work on yourself. Go on. You know, don't sit around thinking that, oh, I'm just going to sit around and wait for this person because they are, you know, they're going to come around and then they're going to be with me. They're going to be with me because I waited for them. Nah, honey, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. Everybody is responsible for their own life. Everybody's responsible for living their own life and doing what they got to do to have a good life and be a positive insert in the grand scheme of things, right? So with that said, I wish you all love and light, and I hope that, you know, you take a leap of faith and decide to love on yourself, you know, meaning let somebody give you a compliment. It's so funny, right? when you put yourself out there, right? On the dating side, it's kind of cool because you almost get bombarded with exactly what people think about you. You do. You get bombarded with it. You get an entire, I mean, you know, if it is what it is, you know, you get a whole plethora. I'm only speaking from my own experience of different types of men from various backgrounds who, you know, the ones that are interested are interested. The ones that are not are not. And it is so cool. And it's good because there's a lot of guys out there who wish that they could set up something with a woman of a certain caliber, but they're so used to playing games, and everybody's used to just a meat market and the plenty of fish type scenario, you know, that they just, you know, it's so many tag scenarios, so many of them out there doing stuff and having to choose from a bucket of people that, you know, don't take this shit seriously. Don't take it seriously. It's just something to kind of, you know, feed your ego. To feed your ego is a positive thing. There's nothing negative about it. It's all just like healthy vibrational massaging, if you will. You know, I would say be careful if you are very attractive, because, you know, guys want to take you out or girls want to take you out, and, you know, it starts to be a lot. So I don't give out my number because, oh my God, if I started giving out my number to everybody that was asking for it, it would just be crazy. And then you get a bunch of people just calling your number and saying, doing the same shit that they're doing in the chat room. I'm like, dude, what the hell you asked for my number for if you just gonna be texting me or whatever? You know, you could do that in the chat room. So I've decided if you don't got my number, you ain't gonna get my number at this point. You got to be really, really, really something to get my number now. Because I gave my number to like 3 people and I already don't talk to them. And I was like, see, no, I have to change my strategy. And I'm new at this because the first time I did it, I mean, I had the profile for 3 months. I may have been on there 3 times. And the 3rd time I was on there, I met the guy that I ended up being with that turned out to be my twin flame for all those, that, you know, 3 years, like 3+ years now. So, you know, and for since, what's this, 2019? Ooh, 2018. So the end of 2017, I became aware of just a rip in our relationship. I became aware of a rip in our relationship. And, you know, it hasn't been right since. There have been some mediocre, immature attempts to remedy the situation, but not like that, really. It's just been on some narcissistic bullshit, because everything that was being spewed out was being done so under false pretenses, and done so while the individual was engaging with relationships with other people. So it was all fake, you know, at that point. But I look up, and like I was saying at the beginning of this party, I started, the spirit had told me to record everything. Just keep a copy of stuff that I said or certain texts or whatever, because I started to be being accused of, oh no, I didn't say that, or no, it's not that, or you did this or you did that or whatever. So I started keeping a record, because I used to always say, you know what, I need to record myself so I have a record of what people say, because I have a ironclad memory on certain things. Like, you gonna tell me something, like, what if we're like in dialogue about what you said and what I said and what was meant and all that shit? Nah, you can't get me on that. Like, you said nah. Very clear on that shit. So I should have went into law. Shit, I'm so good with that. But so basically, yeah, my recall is ridiculous. So basically, we go into this mode of just, you know, people acting like, oh, well, you know, I don't have to be responsible for what I've done or what I've said. And, you know, then you look up and you're like, wait, what? How you not gonna be responsible for the shit that you've done? Okay, well, let me, just so I'm not going crazy, let me keep a record of what has occurred so that I can grow. Since you're not talking to me and I'm blocked and all that, and I can't be accepted as a friend on social media, all that old stupid shit. Okay. Well, the only people that do that are people who are in other relationships and they don't want to know. About all the other people that they get in their lives. So, yeah. So, I feel so good because finally universe has freed. I mean, I freed myself through the help of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. Through the help of my spirit guides, my ancestors, my knowledge, my intuition, my discernment of spirit, my happy center, my high vibration. All of that. You know what I'm saying? My will to be happy and my true motherfucking rebellion. I will not go quietly into the dark. You understand me? I will go kicking and screaming. You know what I mean? So I got to go to the light. So I ain't going down without a fight. So my love is pure. My love is grand. My love is true. And I will. Please don't litter! Did he just litter? I will, yeah, they be walking by throwing stuff in my bushes because I have like a Berkeley kind of setup in front of my house. You know what I mean? Where it's like these beautiful bushes. But anyway, and then people just be so hating. They want to hit my bushes. They want to throw trash in the bush like they're, oh, I didn't throw it on the ground. I threw it in the bush. You dumbass. That's littering. And I just get sick of people trying to. Anyway, I digress. That's why I told my sister, I was like, child, you know, I need to live somewhere totally my speed, where motherfuckers mind their business in their zone, stay in your lane, stay in your yard, keep your dog over there, you know, come on now. Don't be hanging around in front of my house. Child, I couldn't have lived over here back in the 80s or 90s. Hell to the no. Niggas was everywhere. I would have totally had to have a gangster ass dude who was about it, because I would have been getting into all kind of shit all the time. Like, or, you know, I would have turned the shit around into being like, I would have had mad respect because, you know, I kept my shit nicer than everybody. So it just depends, because you know me, I'm a transformational leader. So I don't be staying in other people's low vibration. You gonna have to come up to my vibration, baby. So yeah, I'm excited to see where life goes. And it will be so thrilling if things did go full circle and I got to, have the whole growth and reflection and new love with the twin flame. That would be great. But you know, I'm not gonna stop my life to, because that would be great. See, that's the thing. Most of us divine feminines, high priestesses, well, not high priestesses, because once you become the high priestess, honey, ain't no more of that bullshit. You like, look, you either over here or you over there, ain't no in between. So, and I don't give a fuck what you say. If I feel something, that's what I'm going with. Unless you show me proof. Sorry. Not sorry. So, yeah. It's all good. I love you guys to life. I wish you the best in your search for yourself and happiness and love and peace and your center. You're important to me, and you're important to this movement and this work, because we all have a part to play, and we all are responsible for the energy that we, you know, bring to the table, and for the energy that attaches itself to us. So with that said, I wish you love and light. And as always, I will see you in the funny papers. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bello. Mwah. Hello, my beauty beauties, and welcome back to the One Talk Show, Tarot Podcast TV, with me, your host, Juanita. That you go, girl. So I'm having a great experience with this dating site that I signed on to. Now, check it out. Check it out. Hear me out. For someone who has not been on the dating scene for a while, this is amazing. It's amazing because it allows you to just go on, meet people without any types of, expectations or anything like that. It's like you just, you know, I mean, and everybody knows that everybody is meeting different people and various people, and it's almost like a known unknown that you're talking to people and stuff like that, and that basically, you know, it's like survival of the fittest, if you will. It's survival of the fittest because it, if you don't want to talk to someone, you just stop, you don't respond to them. You don't have to give them any explanation as to why you're not interested. I mean, me, I don't leave people hanging, like thinking that I'm going to contact them. So I will at least say, well, it was nice knowing you. Take care. You know, good luck with your search. Like that, right? And other people will, they'll just block you. They'll block you if they're not interested or they don't want you to contact them or something like that, right? And it was funny to me at first because, right, like I was talking to this guy and, you know, I like it. I like it because I'm having fun. Nobody can get over on me because I'm not gullible to let somebody come over my house or, you know, fall for all the okie doke. They got to talk to me. And by the time they finish talking to me, they're almost exhausted from the experience. So they can't keep up the front. They either going to step to it or step away from it. Now, there are some guys who are a little apprehensive because, like, they feel like attractive women do have a lot of suitors. And if you don't, like, call them right away or, you know, you got some kind of, I don't know, not attitude, but you're able to articulate what you want, don't want, ain't gonna tolerate, you know, all that type of shit, then they kind of deem you as high maintenance already. And because there's a lot of women and a lot of men on these sites, right? People kind of, you know, they get lost in being, I won't say being rude, but they get lost in being not authentic, you know. They get lost in the preliminary stages of shit, you know, because they have to give their spill to so many different women or men, whatever, that it becomes almost a line. Or I had this one guy.
he texts me. And of course, they all want to ask me for my number, you know, and I'm not giving out my number like that. Especially when they could. My big thing was I wanted to be able to hear the person's voice. So that's going to be the next level. Like if you're talking to them and you kind of click or whatever, then you want to hear their voice. So, but on the app, I saw that, boom, you can leave voice clips. So I was like, oh, cool. Ain't nobody else getting my phone number. No. I don't care how much you talk about. Oh, I'm not. And this is the going line. I'm not really on here. Really? Okay, then what the fuck you doing on here then? Nah. Well, that's why I asked you for your number so I can get to know you better. No, that's why we got this app so you can get to know me better. You know what I'm saying? So funny to me. So it's really fun and I'm chiming in.
The One Talk Show will be right back and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!